This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to request that you move towards the front and fill in any gaps that are just immediately in front of you. So if you find an empty spot, just move forward, inshallah. Let's try to use our space wisely. Jazakumullahu khairan. And then you can just be seated. Today, we learn about another one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I feel is really, really important for us to discuss throughout this month of Ramadan. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal that we will cover is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi'. The vast one. The one who is most vast, encompassing everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-wasi', we see that even in the life we live in, the space we're given, like the space within the masajid as well, we don't have that much space. We are limited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. And so even when we come closer together to try to fill in the gaps, we can learn about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in that, and be reminded that Allah is al-wasi', that we are meant to be squeezed. We are meant to feel a little bit of pressure and tension or tightness in our lives, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wasi'. Now this name of Allah, al-wasi', the vast one, comes in the Quran multiple times. You'll see it in many places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-wasi' is of course vast in his attributes and in his descriptions. Anything to do with Allah that you could think of, you think of it in abundance. You think of his forgiveness in abundance. You think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as, you know, being great. You think of him being really great, not just great, but supreme. And so vast in every aspect, all of his names, all of his attributes, all the descriptions that you could think of that are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is connected to him. And even when it comes to praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't praise Allah enough, and we can't praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as best as we expect to or as best as we want to, and therefore we look towards the example of how Allah praises himself, and we do that. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki yawm al-deen. We don't know how to praise Allah better than the ways he has praised himself. And so that shows that because he's so vast, we really don't know how or what to say when we are praising Allah. So subhanallah, we praise him as he praises himself. And that is the best way to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wasi' and vast in every aspect. When you think of his might, he is extremely mighty. When you think of his authority or his kingship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast in authority. He looks after everything. Allah is looking after, for example, if we think of our own selves, right? Think of ourselves first, especially as a husband, right? You might be a husband or even more a father, who you now have someone else and others to look after, right? You're looking after yourself financially, physically, spiritually, educationally, mentally. You know, you're looking after food, clothing, shelter, transportation, safety, so many things that you're looking after for yourself. And then you have to look after that for your spouse. And then you have to look after that for your children. And included in that, we're looking after our parents. And included in that, we're looking after our siblings. And included in that, we're looking after our neighbors. And included in that, we're looking after our children. And so when you think of it, the responsibility that falls on the shoulders of every single believer, man or woman, is huge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his kingship is vast. He's looking after everything and more than we can even think of. The beating of the heart, the pain in the body, the sight in the eyes, the hearing in the ears, the taste on the tongue, the smell in the nose, right? The discomfort, you know, sometimes when you take a shower and you go to sleep and your hair's a bit damp and you wake up and your hair, you know, changed its hairline or the natural, you know, way that you typically comb your hair, you feel a little bit discomfort. Allah's looking after everything, everything, even the way the hair is growing and when the hair stops growing and when the nails grow and how much they're going to grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after everything. Things we can't even think of. And so he's vast in that aspect. His mercy, his grace, his perfection, his generosity, his honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wasi'. And even when you think of this name, al-wasi', it like flows and covers everything. But let's take some examples. We'll take three examples, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. With regards to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Everything falls under the knowledge or in or within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. There is nothing that goes except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Even the things that we feel at times, no one knows. You know, sometimes you get frustrated and you say, no one cares. Allah cares. Al-Wasi' cares. When you think to yourself, no one understands what I'm going through. No one understands my pain. And a lot of the time it's at the loss of a loved one. And we tell ourselves, no one knows what I'm going through. Allah knows. And this is why it's important for us to turn to Him, especially in the dead of the night. In the middle of the night, or even better, in the last third of the night, when everyone is cozy in their beds, when everyone is sleeping, when everyone is saying, Alhamdulillah, I'm remembering Allah on my pillow. You get up, we as believers rise, and we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray to Him, and we raise our hands, and we ask and we beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows. And if you remember Allah at a time when no one is remembering Allah, think of the rewards and think of how much you're being singled out. Allah asks the angels, which one of my servants is asking from me? Which one of my servants is asking from me? And the angels mention us by name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So His knowledge encompasses everything. The example of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like I said, this is a name of Allah that we need throughout this month of Ramadan. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. Don't ever think that Allah will not forgive you. Don't ever despair. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, don't despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think it won't come to you. There is no sin on the face of this earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive, except shirk. But as believers, alhamdulillah, we try our best to stay away from that. Which means that everything else other than shirk that you can possibly think of. And trust me, there's a lot of really bad things out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still forgive you. And wants to forgive you. And asks you to come to Him seeking forgiveness. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Which brings us to the next example. The third example is the example of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mercy is vast. His forgiveness, He says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Verily your Lord is vast, is great, is all-encompassing in His forgiveness. So there's nothing that we should feel shy to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing that we as Muslims turn to Allah when seeking forgiveness and we don't turn to someone else. We don't go to someone to confess our sins. We go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begging Him. And you will know. If you simply sit, every single one of us, if we sit and think and ponder over the times in our lives that we've done things that we regret, and how Allah has flipped that completely upside down, how He's taken it away from our memory unless we actively try and find it in our minds, how He has removed it from the memory of those that may have been affected by it, how He's brought love and joy and happiness between you and whoever else we may have harmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely takes care of that for us. So never underestimate the power of al-wasi'. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, two more things inshallah ta'ala that we'll cover in this second half of the khutbah very, very quickly and very well known to every single one of us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never test us with something that we are unable to handle. He does not burden His servants with anything that we cannot take, that we cannot withstand. And He says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. This name of Allah, Al-Wasi', you'll find it in this verse. وُسْعَهَا. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden us with something that we can't handle. And He is there to help us and assist us in everything. Nothing is out of His knowledge. So don't ever feel as though life is too difficult. It's meant to be hard. There are meant to be challenges. Like I said in the example of us moving forward, when we came closer at the beginning of the khutbah and filled up the gaps, we are meant to feel a little bit of squeezing in our lives. That's normal. But with a little bit of pressure, you'll find that as soon as you walk through the doors, as soon as we leave the doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the world up to you. So a little bit of hardship for a little bit of time throughout the very short khutbah that we listen to in the salah, afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the world to us and we feel happy. And lastly, my brothers and sisters, when Ramadan comes around and we feel like it's getting too difficult to continue in the ibadah, we feel like it's too hard, we feel like I can't keep up with all the other Muslims that it seems like they're all going to the masjid and they're all praying all night long and they're all fasting and they're all reading a juz of the Quran a day and they're all doing the sadaqah and zakah and everyone's doing everything. And you feel to yourself like, what's wrong with me? Why am I so weak that I can't do what everyone else is doing? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wherever you turn, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting, ready for you to give Him in some type of ibadah. So don't feel as though when you're tired and you're exhausted and you're taking a nap that you are falling short and you are like the person in the community who's unable to give. No. Lay down, take a break, get some rest, but just move your tongue and do some dhikr as you're laying down. Any little good deed, any little action that you try to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sake and His sake alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and rewards abundantly. So don't think you have to go way out of your comfort zone or way out of what you're able to do and burn out. And this is the time throughout the month of Ramadan that most people burn out, nearing the middle 10 days of the month. So my brothers and sisters, turn to Allah as you can, as best as you can. And don't criticize those who you see finally coming to the masjid. You hear this people saying, oh, finally you came to the masjid. Right? Oh, now we see you. We see you during Ramadan. We don't see you throughout the year. Alhamdulillah, we see them. Alhamdulillah, they're in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, they're turning to Allah. Why criticize them? Embrace it. Encourage it. Motivate them and motivate yourself. Think to yourself, subhanAllah, I never thought that this, sometimes we think to ourselves, a relative of ours, a friend, you'd think to yourself, because of what they've done in their lives, you'd never see them in the masjid, and then you find them in the masjid. So it makes you wonder, the drastic change that they've made, the drastic sacrifice they've made to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have I made that? Find the weakness in you. Don't find the weakness in someone else. Find the weakness inside of ourselves and turn to Allah with strength. Seek motivation from our brothers and sisters who we see turning to Allah, even if it's throughout the month of Ramadan and then we don't see them again. Alhamdulillah. We encourage to continue, but find the motivation for ourselves in what's happening in the month of Ramadan. We conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He and His angels do. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا وبارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا في أثناء هذا الشهر المبارك يا رب Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to come to you throughout this month of Ramadan with whatever little actions or great actions that we can do. Ya Allah, please grant us the strength to be able to continue to contribute towards worshipping you day and night. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those that even within our sleep, we are sleeping in your ibadah, worshipping you, going to sleep in the ways that are shown to us through the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please have mercy on the entire ummah. Ya Allah, all those that are suffering and struggling and going through hardship in different parts of the world, we ask you and we beg from you to remove the hardship from upon them. Ya Allah, please grant ease to all those that are suffering and struggling. Ya Allah, we have food, we have water, we have drinks, we have tastes and flavors that we enjoy every single night. Ya Allah, there are so many human beings and worshippers of yours that don't even go to bed, that don't have rice, that don't have even the taste of grain and sand to go to sleep with at night. Ya Allah, we know very well that there are people that are mixing sand and soil in with flour in order to make some bread to feed themselves and feed their family. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to feed them with the fruits and with the flavors and the foods that we enjoy throughout the month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله